Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Want to tell the story of your small business? Send me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today, the trickle-down effect on the economy and small businesses as hundreds of thousands of federal workers go without a paycheck. That story after this. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Geico could help you get great coverage at a great price, and it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save. The partial federal government shutdown that's now the longest in modern history is curtailing infrastructure projects, food processing inspections, and economic data used by Wall Street. But on a more micro level, Wall Street Journal reporter Josh Mitchell says it's showing signs of disrupting commerce as hundreds of thousands of federal workers missed out on their first payday of the closure. Josh, take us through this.
There's three ways I would say that the shutdown is starting to affect the economy and economic activity across the U.S. One is that it's just a lot of the stuff that the federal workers who are furloughed do, they aren't doing, and so that's output. So, for example, if you would normally go to the Smithsonian Museum in D.C., you can't do that now, and that service that the museum provides is not happening. So the economy is losing output by the loss of those workers not doing their jobs. Number two, you have a lot of private sector businesses who are indirectly affected by the fact that a lot of those furloughed workers are not working, and that's due to the fact that a lot of those workers provide a service that businesses rely on to conduct their business. For example, there are beer makers that can't get approval for a label on their bottle, or maybe they have a new formula for beer that they need approved from the agency that does that stuff. They can't get that right now, and so therefore they have to put on hold making that beer. And then I would say the third way that the economy is being affected is that there's 380,000 workers who are on furlough. There's another 400,000 or so who are considered essential who are working, but those 800,000 combined are not getting paychecks right now. And so that therefore translates in some cases into lower consumption, meaning if those workers don't have money to go out and spend, you know, they either have to charge those expenses on their credit cards or in a lot of cases they're cutting back.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Josh Mitchell about his piece entitled "Shutdown Pinches Economic Growth." How about the Lyft driver from Maryland?
In Maryland, just outside of D.C., there was this Lyft driver I've talked to. We've actually heard a lot about this in D.C., where there are Uber and Lyft drivers who are just not getting nearly as much business as they used to. And they suspect that that has a lot to do with the fact that tourists aren't going downtown to the Smithsonian museums, which are closed. They have seen a decline in business. Also, if there are workers who are not having to go to work, there are fewer people taking, Lyft to work. I talked to this Lyft driver. He says he's making about $50 to $80 a day, which he says is half of what he was making last month. And, he says he's going to have trouble making rent. He's planning to talk to his landlord. The other thing he said, which this is what he told me, and he's not quite sure why this is, but that when he went to Reagan Airport, which is just outside of D.C., there was a very, very long queue of Uber and Lyft drivers waiting to pick people up. And he suspects that one of the reasons why more and more of those drivers are showing up at the airport is because there are some federal workers who are on furlough who are picking up side jobs.
Does that lost growth catch up later on?
Yeah, so that's a good question. First of all, I should say, it doesn't, this all of these effects that I described, they're kind of like small cuts, that are occurring across the U.S. and they're scattered and they're spread out. So the overall effect on the economy is going to be a small one. It will have an impact. So right now, economists are saying, they expect the economy to grow at around a 2% pace in the first quarter, whereas if the shutdown wasn't going to occur, had not occurred, they would say that it would have grown at about a 2.2 to 2.3% pace. So they're basically saying this could shave about a quarter percentage point of growth in the first quarter. But there is a there is an expectation that if some of that output is lost in the first quarter, it'll be made up in the second quarter. Not all of it, but a lot of it will be. For example, you know, a lot of these agencies where I described they're not doing, you know, the normal course load that they would be. Well, those workers come back after the shutdown, and then they work through the backlog, and eventually, you know, there might be a bump to growth in the second quarter. So, you know, I think economists, you know, overall say, you know, this is a small hit so far, but that overall the economy is strong enough right now that it can withstand the blow and that it'll be made up in the second quarter. What I will say, though, is that the damage is starting to accumulate more and more the longer the shutdown grows. So right now it's a quarter percentage point off growth, but it could get bigger and bigger if the shutdown lasts another week or 2 weeks or what have you.
Thanks, Josh. Wall Street Journal reporter Josh Mitchell. He says, by the way, at Warren's Craft Burger, a gourmet restaurant near an IRS office in Ogden, Utah, lunch and dinner crowds are thinning. Among those who've cut back on dining out, Jenny Brown, an IRS employee of 33 years and frequent Warren's patron. Since being furloughed, she cooks at home. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can catch our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. You can send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com or drop me a note on Twitter at Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.